EY today.
Hey, everybody, we're back on America Tonight, Coast to Coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between, like we say. Kate Delaney is always happy to be the skipper. Big, big doings in D.C. We've been talking about this for a long time now. Obama's nominee, Elena Kagan, getting ready actually, for the Senate judiciary hearings. It was more of the feel-you-out stage on Monday, but they'll get into the real stuff, what I call the grilling on the Hill, in the next couple of days. So if Kagan gets in, she'll be the one justice that doesn't have the experience as a former judge. But how much does that matter, and how big is it a factor playing into all of this? Who better to join us on ATN than my pal, and boy, when it comes to legal things, he's the all-about guy. Attorney Clint David joins us. Hey, Clint, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Kate, it's always great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
All right, so no gavel for Kagan. You know, what does that mean? I mean, as a lawyer, how much do you think that plays into everything that's going on with the nomination? First she gets nominated, and then ultimately does she get the blessing?
Sure. You know, Kate, what we're talking about here obviously is justice of the United States Supreme Court. We're not talking about a district court judge. We're not talking about a judge that's going to be picking juries, making evidentiary rulings. As a Supreme Court justice, their job is to interpret the United States Constitution. To do that, you don't have to have been a judge. You do not have to have been a trial attorney, which she has not been. What you need is a brilliant legal mind, and she has that. I mean, she served as the Solicitor General, which is essentially the attorney for the United States. She has appeared before the Supreme Court on behalf of the United States. She's been the Dean of Harvard Law School, first woman to do that. She's argued before the Supreme Court, been a clerk of the Supreme Court. Those are the issues that matter most. I believe some of these other things, quite honestly, are just red herrings and efforts to disqualify. Putting all politics aside, she's a brilliant woman, and in my opinion, would certainly be qualified.
All right, so again, it's not so much we're talking about Supreme Court justice. It's a different deal, you know, because so much is made of that. Like you said, putting the politics aside, it is politics, and you know that plays into that. So I guess that's part of it, and you call it a red herring, but that's exactly what's going to happen with the Republicans certainly grilling her. But I think she still gets in. She'll be the fourth woman, don't you?
Oh, well, yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about it. I mean, the fact of the matter, it is the political season. We're coming upon the height of the season, and so certainly politics are going to play a great deal into this. But if Kagan, and when Kagan, I believe, is confirmed, this is not going to tilt the court in any particular ideological balance. It's not going to change things. She's effectively replacing a justice, Justice Stevens, who, if we want to assume that Elena Kagan, it probably leans more to the left, so does Justice Stevens. So it's not like they would be being picked to replace a more conservative justice. So I think for all reasons, the likelihood of her being confirmed are pretty great.
All right, let's switch gears. This is shocking stuff, and I happened to get a note from my buddy telling me about a homeowners association foreclosing on the house of a soldier while he was serving in Iraq. And the soldier, when he was serving, his wife, of course, was depressed and worried and all that stuff, and apparently there were certified letters about how much was owed, and the amount that was owed was just like a little over $977. That's it. And they sent all kinds of notices, apparently, and she just didn't get them, didn't open them, whatever it was, because of the massive depression that she had while her husband was gone. The mail rather piled up, and she didn't open any of them. So now this is going to court. It's a lawsuit, and the wife and the soldier are trying to get their house back. So here's the key. Are the lawyer's clients protected from foreclosure by the Service Members Civil Relief Act? Are they protected, Clint? What do you think?
Yes, they are protected. I mean, first of all, Kate, I mean, short of like shooting Santa Claus, I cannot imagine anything more distasteful and wrong than foreclosing on a service member's house while they're fighting to protect our country in Iraq. So the management company alone has had death threats. I mean, this has really become an issue. There's litigation in federal court. And you're right, there's a statute called the Service Members Civil Relief Act that prohibits the government or prohibits anyone from foreclosing on a home. The problem is, of course, they contacted the government, the management company did, and they said, no, he's not in the service. So for $977 in back homeowners dues, they foreclosed on the house.
Mm.
Well, the house has since been twice sold. So now you've got some guy out there that owns the house that doesn't know anything about anything other than he paid a bunch of money for a home, and he's saying, pay me my money back, and I'll be happy to deed it back to these folks, but I don't want to take a loss here. So the Homeowners Association has a big, big legal problem on their hands. What I hope people gather from this is these Homeowners Association rules are so strict, so draconian. When you buy a home, I hope your listeners pay attention, those things are of record. They're filed of record against your house. Read them. Those are the rules by which you have to, what sort of roof you need, how tall your bushes have to be. If you don't want to be governed by those laws, don't buy the house. And that's what happened here. The rules say you don't pay your homeowner's dues, we can foreclose. They didn't, and that's what happened.
Wow, and you would think that somebody would at least knock on the door or something and try to give it a better push. That couldn't have been that difficult to do. Wouldn't you think they would have done that, Clint?
Of course, you would think that they would. But they sent certified mail after certified mail letter, and as you said, the wife did not respond and apparently didn't open the mail. They went out and hired a PR agent, the owners of the property and the management company. Certainly they need that and a lot more. And what he said was, look, this was just the perfect storm. I mean, it was a complete disaster. This wasn't what was intended. Now, these folks, the Clowers of their name, are still living in the house, but they don't own it. And it is just a complete mess. And here, of all people they had to foreclose on for $977, is a serviceman serving his country in Iraq. It's pitiful, actually.
Yeah, it's, you talk about the homeowners associations, and I don't know, from what I think, originally they weren't established for those reasons. I thought it was more about beautification and just to make sure the neighborhood didn't go to pot. But now it's like some of them, depending on where you live, you said to the listeners, pay attention. They can get crazy out of control, but I think most people don't read the fine print. You mentioned that, and when you don't read the fine print, but you already get the house, it's too late.
That's right. When you get your title report, when you're buying a home, the title insurance company, that's what they do. They give you a report of everything that's filed of record against your property. There's things called homeowners rules and regulations. They go on for pages and pages and pages. They spend a lot of money with their lawyers to prepare them. Read them. You will be shocked sometimes what's in there. But they're very strict, and you get these little homeowners association groups that kind of get on these power trips. And the next thing you know, they're telling you what to do and how to do it. And when you buy the house, you agree to those rules.
What do you think will happen here? Do you think they have a good shot at getting some rectification for this?
I do. I think what's ultimately going to happen is that they will buy the home back from the ultimate owner who currently owns the home. I think they will pay him back that money. Somewhere they will get this money, and the Clowers will end up back with a home. There really can't be any other outcome because the Homeowners Association foreclosed on a service member, and the statute that we talked about, there's not any sort of an excuse or a carve-out. It doesn't matter if the government told you mistakenly that they're not in the service. I mean, there's no defense to it. So they will get the home back. It's just pitiful that the family has gone through 2 to 3 years of this stress. This is the last thing they need.
No kidding. Attorney Clint David, thanks so much for joining us on ATN.
Kate, it's always great being with you.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at kerostove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888 888- 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at kerostove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to kerostove.com. Kero Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, right from the get-go, we're talking about Elena Kagan and the court. I think Clint David was right, and I've said this. She's going to get approved. Very thin on the legal background when it comes to being a judge, but despite what will happen, the traditional grilling from the Senate Judiciary Committee, she's still getting in, and it doesn't really, as he said, the bottom line is it doesn't flip the court because she's a liberal. She's stepping into a liberal justice's position, so to speak, with that retirement. So it doesn't do anything to the balance of the court. Speaking of the court, the Supreme Court votes 5-4 to affirm gun rights, and everybody's got an opinion on this. Boy, we certainly do at America Tonight. You know how I feel. I'm a believer in Second Right Amendments, and I think to take them away is ridiculous, and that ignites more problems, I truly believe it, and the statistics bear it out, than it solves. So the Supreme Court decision was right on, thumbs up, and we knew this was going to happen. I don't believe that in any way, shape, or form that's an incredible surprise. But the reaction is a mad dash to the courts. Because ultimately what happens here is Mayor Daley, very unhappy with the decision, knowing it would probably go down this way in Chicagoland, and he vows a new law to negate what the Supreme Court came up with. Now, the Supreme Court didn't, in the specific ruling in the Chicago case, because that was the case before them, didn't just say carte blanche, okay, this is it, McDonald is clear, get the guns, you can now be armed. But they basically did leave the door open for that and defended the Second Amendment. So Daley immediately turns around and said, I'm going to promise you there's going to be some new gun ordinance. Here's the mayor in his own words.
As a city, we must continue to stand up to the gun and drug thugs who only want to terrorize our communities and harm our people. We will continue to pursue every avenue that reduces the chance of violence involving a handgun or any other weapon in Chicago or across the nation.
Yeah, and here's the problem with that. If you look at the handgun statistics, They don't bear out what Daley just said. The South Side is ridiculous. It's like a shooting gallery. And that was the point in this legal challenge in the first place, and why so many people in Chicago, frankly, want to be able to defend themselves, particularly if they live in a gang-riddled area. It is what it is. So Sam Alito, Justice Alito, said the Second Amendment applies equally to the federal government and the states. It was just 2 years ago that the court declared that the Second Amendment protected an individual's right to possess guns for at least the purpose of self-defense in the home, and that had to do with that D.C. ruling. So at the heart of the issue is really whether the constitutional right of the people to keep and bear arms actually applies to local gun control ordinances. This is why Daley was quick to pull the trigger on saying we're going to get some ordinances out there, or only to federal restrictions. So the question sat around for decades, pretty much unanswered. And given the conservative majority on the high court, remember I just said that, Kagan coming in, if she in fact gets the final stamp of approval and passes through the Senate, then nothing changes as far as where the votes would normally fall. So the conservative majority had the chance to allow Americans expanded weapon ownership rights. And this is what the door has now been kicked open to. The D.C. ruling that I just talked about 2 years ago applied only to federal law, and it struck down that ban on handguns. And also, they threw in the trigger lock requirements for other guns in the District of Columbia. So this time around, it was about the Chicago gun ban that centered on the case of Otis McDonald. Now, this guy was a community activist on the South Side, riddled with gangs, that's where he lived, who wanted a gun for protection from the gangs, for his family. He said he wanted a fighting chance to protect himself and the people he loved from the violence in the neighborhood. So thanks to today's ruling, McDonald might be a step closer to legally being able to have a gun at his home, but I think Daley is going to lay tracks as fast as he can and try to prevent all of that. So the ruling had gun rights proponents immediately filing a federal lawsuit challenging gun control laws in Chicago and in the suburb of Oak Park, Illinois, because that's part of that ban, too. Both of them have banned, both of those places have banned handguns for 30 years. Oof. You can throw in your two cents on this one, 800-259-5791, or americatonight.net. 800-259-5791. So even after all of this that's happened, Daley has a great chance to put the brakes on it, at least temporarily. And then there'll be more challenges again. The ruling, I don't believe, is a surprise. But the key thing is what I said at the very beginning of this. And if you want to go back and look at it, you can go to americatonight.net. Click on Notes from a Scorecard, and I have all the stuff that I wrote earlier in the day the second I found it out. So the thing that is key here is what Alito said. The Second Amendment applies equally to the federal government and the states. So now let's see what happens in Chicagoland. And, boy, I hope that stands. I hope the people who want to be able to defend themselves have a chance, have a shot, have a crack at it. And we know it's ended badly in many cases, and not just in Chicago and Philadelphia. We can pick out other places where that's happened, unfortunately, because of a particular area where there's drugs, where there's a lot of money rolling in the streets, where a family can't get out of the projects, and they're good, decent people trying to bootstrap it up, trying to get out of a dire circumstance, and you've got little girls, little boys, and kids you're trying to raise, and frankly, it's dangerous. You should have the right to defend yourself. You may see it a different way. A lot of people hate guns. They don't agree with that. They think that the statistics are skewed, and they're skewed by the NRA and other people who just want to see guns. But I think it's about the Second Amendment, and I think it's about choice. Whether I choose to have the gun or not, I think that we all should be able to choose that option. 800-259-5791. Coming up at the end of the hour, we're going to give you some advice on dogs and the weather. And I think because I had in my own neighborhood a dog that died from being left in a car, it infuriated me so much, I decided, I know a lot of you have pets and you have kids and pets and you would never do that. You wouldn't leave the baby in the car. You don't leave the dog in the car. So we're going to jump to that at the tail end of the hour. But, my friends, we have a long way to go before we get to that. Do you know it's day 70 of the oil spill in the Gulf? Can you believe it? 70 days this has been going on. What has happened in your life in 70 days? If you're in Louisiana, if you're in Alabama, if you're in Mississippi, imagine those people. It's when the brakes suddenly change. You know, the brakes go on your life and everything suddenly changes. And you can't do anything about it. So the people are fighting for survival, really, from the beginning of this, depending on the specific area where they hail from. It's on a scale of 1 to 10, maybe somewhere in the middle, or maybe it's off the charts. You have restaurants that are laying people off. The waitress who normally can make a decent living and could help her child get through school is struggling because nobody's coming in anymore. Or the fisherman who has the family of five mouths to feed that he's struggling with because he's not out there making the kind of money he would normally make in these months. And there are a lot of stories like that. A lot of stories that don't get reported, a lot of stories that are all over the Gulf Coast. And our worst fears are being realized, unfortunately, because the more time that goes by and the more the leak continues to go, the more that you have oil washing onto coastlines. Oil washed into Mississippi for the first time. We talked about that in our previous show. Then there's the concern about hurricanes and whether Storm Alex will aim at the spill area at all or whether it will avoid that area altogether. Because there's great fear over what a hurricane can do, and this is just the beginning of the hurricane season. So who knows? When does it all end? When, my friends, will this leak be done? Will it be over with? Bill Clinton earlier in the day said, just blow it up. Blow the well up. That's what we need to do. All right, you know the numbers. So I'll see you in a few.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Wow. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain clog past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. Wow. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain clog has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. Wow. The drain clog is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain clog can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain clog. Order now at thedrainclog.com. That's the drain clog at thedrainclog.com.
Wow. Tired of searching for great talk radio?
There's a wide range of stuff on here.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black
Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount.
It's easy, but this offer ends June 30th.
Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
A couple of interesting polls to tell you about. One has to do with health care. We don't even have most of the changes yet. And the other one talks about what direction we're headed in. Do you think we're going down the right path, or have we veered off in the hysterically wrong direction? Just like when the GPS system tells you to go right, but really it's left, and they have you so far discombobulated and off course, you have no idea where you are by the time you're done. What I don't understand, as an aside, about the GPS deal is, why is it that people, like, drive into bushes, practically drive off bridges? You would think if the GPS is telling you to go one way, but you see right in front of you that, oh, I can't really go that way because I might go off the cliff, that the person would think to stop. Are we so trusting we follow the little voice on the box, even if it's dead damn wrong? I don't get that. Sadly, there's more stories like that popping up across America. Oh, please. Just forget the GPS then. Go by your own instincts. Tell your buddies to give you landmarks. That's what it is. Go to the deli, make a right, go 2 streets to the left. It's right past the bookstore. It's over there by the Shell station. Whatever. Landmarks, people. Landmarks are key, right? Speaking of landmarks, well, this could be landmark legislation in the wrong direction. We really haven't talked too much about this, but a Senate committee has approved a very crazy cybersecurity bill that's so wide-ranging it's ridiculous. A lot of people are suggesting that this gives the president pretty much the authority to just shut down parts of the internet during a cyber attack. Joe Lieberman, Senator Lieberman, and some other bill sponsors say that's not true, that that protecting cyberspace as a National Assets Act doesn't, that's not true. It doesn't give the president an internet kill switch. Instead, it puts limits on the powers of the president already that has to cause the closing of any facility or stations for wire communication. That sounds like BS to me in a time of war. So don't we have that already on the books? The Communications Act of 1934. Well, what they're saying is in a breakdown of the bill that's now, I think, in fact, before we went on the air, I saw you go to the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee website. How many committees do we have? So they unanimously approved an amended version of the legislation by voice vote last week. And they're talking about the bill now will go to the Senate floor for a vote. It hasn't been scheduled yet, but it's gonna be voted on, trust me. And there was a little bit of a crackle out there on the cyberspace policy, and I think it's scary because what ultimately does this lead to when you're talking about working with private companies creating these requirements for the electrical grid and this critical infrastructure? What does that mean? So when you say that the president can protect critical parts of the internet, it means there is a kill switch. That's what it means. You can call it a different name, but that's what could happen. The president might need to get some kind of a vote if it went on beyond a certain amount of days, but the president could shut down the internet because the legislation would give the Department of Homeland Security that authority that it doesn't have now to respond to a cyber attack. So I understand that we have to be concerned about what could happen, the electrical grid and going after money and things that you could do through the internet. It makes sense that is absolutely open, fresh, virgin territory for somebody who wanted to wreak havoc with us to go after that. I get that. And we know that there are vulnerable areas in lots of different places that could bring the economy down for who knows what the period of time would be if we were attacked or by some foreign power or even the cyber terrorists. But hello, what's happened with the government? How many times have government agencies been hacked into? So give me a break on this. I'd be very worried about this because ultimately, I don't know that it's going to help. In fact, I'm going to say it's going to hurt the nation's security. Right now, there are security products that are out there. You probably have them on your computer that are in a pretty competitive crossfire with each other. You know, whether it's Norton or McAfee or whatever it is, there's a million different ways to go through what's on the internet, even just from the individual, from getting the spam or getting the viruses or whatever. But even beyond that, there are other things that you can get to protect yourself on the internet that any organization can get. And the technologies there are incredible at this point. I mean, there's some amazing backup systems that you can get that cost you a song that there's no way, they can be cracked in an instant. No way. So I have a concern about what the legislation would do, what kind of authority it would provide the government over the internet. That is free speech. Could there be a more free speech area than the internet? Because half the time you think it's nonsense, but it doesn't matter. You don't have to read it, whether it's blogging, someone reacting the comments to stories on pick a website, any website, if it's a news-based website, whether it's Fox News or it's Newsmax or it's CNN or it's Huffington Post or it's Drudge. It doesn't matter. There are places to go. We all know that, right? And, yeah, there are changes that you might need to work with cybersecurity, but you don't have to infringe on free speech and privacy. I think it's dangerous territory. You know, you touch the internet, you will set off a chain reaction. Trust me. That is one thing that everybody, all the couch potatoes included, will get up and protest. And you can talk about whatever you want to talk about with information, but I don't believe it. Come on. There's a kill switch? No, I don't think so. So let's hope that a lot of people aren't paying attention to this, but this is a very big power grab. And when we talk about personal freedoms and going down that road, why is it so great to live in the United States? We don't want to lose this one. It's just too big. It's too big to give up. We don't want that to happen. So beware. We'll keep you abreast of what's happening here. I mean, give me a break. How many secrets have been hacked into by our government for their own lack of security? How many things have sat unprotected? Remember when the Veterans Administration, all those poor vets, how many? It was crazy the amount of Social Security numbers that were floating out there. So this is, it's not under the wire, but it's right out there, and it's a little bit too big brother for me, I would say. So it is akin to a kill switch. All right, I promised that I would also throw up these polls. It's interesting, two very different things to talk about. I'm going to talk about Zogby first. They say 60% of us say that the U.S. is headed in the wrong direction. This is percentage of likely voters. And 60 is a pretty high number, I would say. It is, in fact, the highest percentage to disapprove of where we're headed as a country. And it's an increase of 5 points from just a couple of weeks ago. So 29% of likely voters responded that the nation is going in the right direction. 12 said they were unsure, and then you know where the rest fell. Republicans have assumed a 2-point lead, 43-41, over Dems in the generic ballot of party preference leading up to the midterm elections. And the survey's margin, of course, is plus or minus of 2.2 percentage points. But the key thing here is if you believe in these polls, and they do polls for a reason, I can believe that 60% say that the country is headed in the wrong direction just in listening to America Tonight and a couple of other talk shows, and how you, the American people, whether you're in Connecticut, Illinois, Missouri, wherever, how you're reacting to some of the things that are happening around you. Including, that's why I bring up the thing about the internet or some of the other things we've talked about, what's happening at the border. It's really starting to wake up a sleeping giant. People who normally just let things ride and wouldn't think about it now are not happy with what they're seeing. In fact, we haven't even really felt the effects of this new healthcare law, but 52% already say that they favor a repeal of it. That's the majority of voters that they polled, and this is a Rasmussen report. They're pretty skeptical about the impact of the plan, gee, you think, on the deficit, and the quality and cost of health care. A week ago, 55% favored repeal, 40% opposed it. And you know what's going to happen, because this is just human nature. It's all about your health insurance. If your premiums start to get messed with, and in a big, big way, you're going to be upset. And there's a chance, in most cases, you're going to see those increases in the next couple of years. And it's not just a slight bump up, and it will have to do with what this health care plan included, America. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about dogs and the heat and things you can do. You never know what you're going to get. It's like a box of Cracker Jacks here in America Tonight.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
My new love of dogs, my dog Mahalo, which a lot of you helped me choose in a way by narrowing down different breeds. And I end up with a golden retriever who's so needy, but so, so cute. Anyway, I'm learning new things every day. And with heat, I don't understand why people leave dogs or any animals in cars. It doesn't make any sense. It's naturally, it would be like an oven. Can you imagine? And I guess a lot of shelters around the country are getting 4, 5, 6 calls a day. That's not uncommon because they'll see pets that are either in cars or they'll see pets that are left outside without water. What's wrong, America? Don't you know not to do that? Let's chat with our pal Christy Howard. She's a pet safety expert from Three Dog Bakery to fill us in on some of the things that we should and should not do with pets. Hey, Christy, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. I don't understand that. It's just like kids, and of course that's much worse, but you hear these horrible stories where I guess somebody's just not thinking, and how they leave an animal in a car and go to a ball game. I read a story recently where someone had done that. What happens to that animal when it's like 95 degrees outside and they're enclosed for hours on end inside a car or truck?
Well, typically, I mean, a dog that lasts for hours like that, because like you said, it is like an oven, is a very lucky dog. A car without any air circulating, even if you crack the windows or leave the windows down, a car can actually reach 40 degrees hotter than the temperature outside within as quickly as 15 minutes. Mm. And we recently just did an experiment with that, and I was just completely blown away. People just either don't think it's going to happen to them, they're running into the store, it's not going to take me very long, and they're coming out and finding that, A, their dog suffered from heat stroke, or B, you know, a concerned citizen or a police officer has busted the window to their car.
Wow. And heat stroke is pretty common when you live in a place where it's hot, and almost all of us live in a hot place, and even in Los Angeles, they'll get crazy days where it's into the upper 90s or whatever. So all of us at some point have experienced that. And is there a certain number, like a certain temperature, if you get to 100 or over, you absolutely shouldn't exercise your dog or be careful with all your animals? Is there any kind of number where it's just impossible?
You know, it's actually a lot lower than you would expect. It's 75 degrees. Heat stroke can happen after 75 degrees. And at that point, you want to limit that exercise that you are doing with your dog outside. And you need to watch for the heat stroke signs. Heat stroke can happen very quickly. And if your dog becomes lethargic, if your dog has a hard time getting up, excessive panting, their gums start turning gray, their rectal internal temperature, it goes over 104, your dog could possibly be suffering from heat stroke.
Oh, so, wow, 75 degrees. I didn't realize
75
that.
75 degrees.
I wonder how many people know that.
It also depends on the type of dog, too, the health of the dog, how much hydration the dog has had and since when. And dogs like pugs, bulldogs, the shorter-nosed dogs, anything with an elongated palate are a little bit more susceptible to heat stroke.
Yeah, what about other kinds of animals? Like, I know we mostly focus on dogs, but what about even cats? You know, they're so darn independent. They just do whatever they want to do. But I'm sure some people listening have cats. So
yeah, same thing. Don't leave them in a car. Don't leave any animal in a car, a goldfish, anything. If it breathes, don't leave it in a car.
Yeah, and sadly, we're seeing way too much of that, actually.
We are. We are seeing a lot of that. The other thing that we're seeing that you need to be careful for is if you leave your dog outside, make sure that they have shade, shelter, and not necessarily an enclosed doghouse, because that can act as an oven as well. They need to have all four sides or at least three sides that air can flow through in the shade, and make sure that they have access to fresh, clean water.
Okay, so that's a good rule of thumb. And then the ear infections are on the rise in the summer, too, for dogs, because if you don't clean out their ear, right, they can have those infections.
Love the humidity. You know, there's lots of moisture in the air, and a dog that has ears that flap over, the mastiffs, the hounds, bloodhounds, you know, those type of dogs. Poodles are actually, there's a lot of standard poodles that you know, your golden doodles, poodles, anything with an oodle, those can suffer from ear infections. And typically they increase during the summer. If your dog swims, you want to make sure that you clean the ears out after swimming and keep those nice and clean as well.
Yeah, have you seen, this is on something unrelated, a lot of times when a movie's made, if it's about a golden retriever or chihuahuas or whoever the star of the movie is, whatever kind of breed, now there was just Marmaduke. Do people run out, and does that become a popular breed of dog for a while? I heard that.
You know, it does, and the thing that we see a lot, and it's kind of funny because I do a lot of rescue work and work with a lot of rescue agencies, and it's something that when we see a movie like that, we just kind of cringe because we know it's coming. And I think in recent and not so recent history, probably the most that we see was the 101 Dalmatian movie. Whenever the Dalmatian movies come out, we always see, you know, the Dalmatians on the rise, and it's a very high-strung breed that takes, you know, a lot of work, and we end up seeing a lot of those in rescue and shelters and on the side of the road. And then another popular thing is whoever wins Westminster, that breed tends to rise.
Yeah. Would you say as a rule of thumb, if somebody decides they're going to get a dog that they should do a little research into what the characteristics of the dog, and if you have children or you don't have kids, or depending
absolutely.
On. Yeah. I think people don't do that.
Absolutely. And it doesn't, I mean, it's not that, I mean, you need to look at the breed and look at the active lifestyle. If you're a couch potato, you probably don't want to have a dog that needs to be walked a couple miles a day to burn the energy. You know, a Jack Russell Terrier is not probably the breed for you. And then there's a lot of misconceptions, too. Some of the larger breeds make fabulous family pets, but people are afraid of them because they're big.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, especially if you have a little baby or really young children. I agree.
Yeah.
I like the Golden Retriever for kids, except for that they're big.
They're big, but you know what? I think that it's important that if you have a child that you kind of teach basic respect back and forth. You know, you teach the dog to respect the child space. You teach the child to respect the dog space. And I think Goldens can be fabulous, fabulous all around, just great dogs for families. And they're very loyal. I mean, as you know, it sounds like yours follows you everywhere.
It does.
So it's a great pet for a kid.
Yeah, I think so, too. Absolutely. Christy, always fun to have you on the show. Christy Howard from Three Dog Bakery. Great advice here on America Tonight. Thanks so much.
And watch the dogs for fireworks. Keep them inside.
All right. Great advice about the fireworks thing, because a lot of dogs are skittish about that, as many of you know. I wonder where you're going to be watching fireworks on this 4th of July. Actually, I'm lucky. Just right down the street from where I live, probably maybe 3 miles or so, I think they have one of the greatest fireworks shows I've actually ever seen, and I just kind of tripped onto it by accident. But you might be someplace really cool watching the fireworks, on a boat somewhere, on a beach somewhere, or just in a cabin. We're not too far away. Your cousin's cousin is setting off fireworks, and you all chipped in for them. And that's another thing. In a lot of states, you can really load up on the fireworks. In some places, you can't. And there are really strict zoning laws about where somebody can set up a fireworks stand. If the area hasn't gotten much rain and all that kind of stuff, they don't allow it, or certain counties don't allow fireworks, as many of you know. Hey, speaking of fireworks, coming up at the tail end of the week in honor of 4th of July, we're going to talk about the top 10 freedoms we appreciate the most. Get your lists ready.